The Rival by Emma Lord. Read for you by Jesse Valinsky. This book is dedicated to you on one condition. You have to promise you're going to read it with a little treat. Chapter 1.
Why do you sound like you're being chased by a zombie horde?
Christina asks in mild alarm. McLaren Hall! I gasp into my phone. Where is it?
I'm assuming not where you are?
I can count the number of times I have been late on one finger. The day I was born. End of list. Ever since I came into the world a week overdue, I have been so reliably on time that I wouldn't be surprised if clocks started resetting themselves around me. Turns out, I'm making up for it now, because I'm not just late, but late. Thankfully, Christina's gorgeously manicured nails are clacking on her keyboard on the other end of the line, where she is no doubt still starfished on her bed in our dorm where I left her 10 minutes ago.
So there's a McLaren Hall and a McLaren Hall 2 across the street from it. Do you know which one you're looking for?
No. Because it did not occur to me that somewhere in the universe there exists a college campus architect nefarious or lazy enough to do such a thing. Shit, I squeak.
According to my good friend the internet, the zine meeting is in the OG McLaren, which is the one next to the fountain.
Christina informs me.
I do an absurd pivot like I'm auditioning for a musical, finally spotting the fountain across the street from me.
Angel human, I wheeze gratefully. Goddess among mortals.
Okay, but like, Sadie, take a beat, okay?
I'm out of beats, I say, looking both ways for cars and booking it across the street. I'm so late, I have negative beats to take.
It's an interest meeting. Those always start late. And this is like your big dream zine, right? You can't go in there looking frazzled.
I'm not!
I glance down at myself and see that not only is one of my sneakers untied, but my carefully chosen floral blue first day of college dress has pit stains deeper than most emotions.
The first building I was trying to get into was locked at every entrance, but that sure didn't stop me from sprinting multiple laps around it to make sure.
That, frazzled looking, I concede. One beat, Christina insists. I take a breath and stare at the wide brick building, a small thrill working its way up my spine. Not fear, but anticipation. I earned this opportunity. Every test I pulled all-nighters studying for, every school newspaper deadline I raced the clock to meet, all so I could get into Maple Ride University and have a chance to try my hand at getting a staff position on Newsbag, arguably the most famous college zine in the country. Maybe I should be scared. It's taken me years to get this close to the thing I want most. But now, I have to prove myself all over again.
You're at your dream school. You're finally away from your family drama. You're hot as hell and have the best roommate in the world.
I roll my eyes at Christina's pep talk, but bite down a grin. And you, how did you phrase it? Vanquished your nemesis at long last. By nemesis, she means Sebastian Adams, whose favorite and only hobby growing up was one-upping me at every turn. It only got worse in high school when we both clearly took an interest in journalism. I'd get the editor position on the school paper, but he'd become the school's most beloved writer. Seb